You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
I'm so humbled this morning as we opened our Wednesday in the Word, our weekly time in the Word with a bunch of guys that journeyed through the Bible together. A gentleman stood up from the Middle East who we will call Pastor P.S. We can't get into his name, too much details about the geographical location, exact precincts, but he shared about Christians who are living today suffering. How much have you suffered because of your relationship with Jesus? How much have you been beaten, accosted, thrown in jail, striped, imprisoned? Put these handcuffs on right now because you love Jesus. Well, Pastor P.S. is what we're going to call you. Thanks for sharing this morning with our guys. The men were truly moved by your testimony.
Well, thank you, brother, for this opportunity you gave it to me to share about the privilege that God gave it to the church Middle East to have some pain or suffer because of the belief of Jesus Christ. And we don't look at what's going on there as a curse. It's a blessing, and this kind of pain is kind of a training, discipleship school, God providing this for us to grow more in Him.
Yeah, most people that have been going through a lot of bad stuff, it's usually they want to complain about it, you know, and they want a pity party, or they want some sympathy, or maybe they want some money. You came here and stood before 40, 50 men to tell about Christians being suffering, even killed, and you're talking about it being a joy, a privilege. I don't understand that. How does that translate?
Well, brother, if you have your comfort zone in Christ, you will see the things through the eyes of Jesus. If you are just keeping yourself inside your own comfort zone that you built it for yourself, anything else will be bad for you.
Wow.
But when you've been inside the comfort zone of Jesus,
yeah,
which is, you will see things totally different, completely different. You will see what's coming in is an opportunity to glorify the name of Jesus. Mm. It's not a way to cry and to stay away and to run away. It is the time, you'll see, that's the time. The suffer is a time to stand fast and to proclaim the name of Jesus, that we are here and our belief will not fall down in Him.
Well, and people, so many people have that image of those 21 members of the Egypt church that ISIS took out on the beach. Tell everyone what happened for those that forgot.
Well, these people, they've been killed, they've been gave the chance from, or the opportunity from ISIS that you became, proclaimed that you will be a Muslim, we will not kill you. A 21 Coptic, they said, we'll never do this. We prefer to be beheaded, being killed, wow, and will not deny Jesus. Jesus is our way, our belief, our Savior. Huh. If we've been killed, we will be with Him.
And they cut their heads off.
21.
Wow.
21 Coptic, they've been beheaded. And in Arabic, we know, we hear, while they are preparing their head to be cut, they were singing. They were singing. They were not complaining or crying. They were singing, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we are going with you. Do not being like, what's why you left us alone? You are, yeah, we believed in you, why you left us?
So listeners, did you catch the gravity of that? You got 21 men, a lot of young men. I mean, they probably have children and wives back home. They're on their knees. They're in these jumpsuits. Their arms are bound behind their back. The ISIS soldiers with these big daggers, these big samurai sword-like instruments, razor-sharp swords, said, look, you recant your faith in Christ and you become a Muslim and we will spare you. And every single one of them said, no, we will not. And then they started singing a praise to Jesus and they cut every one of those guys' heads off right there on that beach.
Exactly.
Of course, I've seen the image before, but but that thought of that for Jesus. But those guys really do take that as an honor, as a great glory to die for Jesus. So many of us in America, we don't understand that concept. We have our own problems, right? But we're battling with things like self-esteem and psychology, and yet in the Middle East, you don't even know if you're going to live to see the next day if you're a Christian, right?
Exactly. This is the importance of to have a hope on Christ. And First Peter, Peter encouraging the suffering church in that days, and he told them that the Lord, he gave us a living hope, which is mean there is no expired date will be that for that hope. So we have a hope, and it's not a normal hope. It's not hope based on man or man's made. It's hope made by Jesus and being approved by his resurrection. So we know maybe tomorrow is not coming. But we know if it's not coming, there is much better future waiting for us. The glory is waiting for each one of us. So this is a permanent life, but we have the eternal life with him. Amen. We live a life with suffer, but there's a lot of enjoyment will be in heaven. So the time in earth is a time for employment. But the time in heaven, time for enjoyment.
It's time to work. It's time to serve our King. It's time to share the gospel. This ministry that you're with is, we can say the ministry, I believe, More International. Our dear brother Mario, who's just a great missionary for God, is a great ministry all over the Middle East. Our brother, Pastor P.S., is what we're allowed to call him here on this radio show, because we're podcast. We're all over the world with Truth, you know, Truth Talk Weekend, and so we're grateful for all of our affiliates, but we've got to be very careful, discreet in what we are able to share. Pastor P.S., you told a very sad story of, well, sad to us, but maybe joyful to others, of a bunch of people in a school bus. What happened there?
Well, last year, two big buses, around 80 or 90 Coptic, they've been in their way for a holy place. It's in the middle of the desert. So suddenly, these buses been stopped, and two big trucks of belong to ISIS. They stopped the buses, and they start to shoot all the men. They killed all the men. And then they jumped into the buses to kill the women. And one of the mothers, she, of course, her husband being shooted out, being killed, and her father being killed with the men. She has 5 or 6 years year old daughter. And she said to her daughter, listen, sweetie, these guys, they are coming now, and they will ask you to convert to Islam. Don't deny Jesus. It just will, you will hear a click, and you will be with Jesus. And that's what happened. The girl, she heard the click, which is mean they shoot her in her head, and she's with Jesus now. And the mother, she didn't die. They tried to kill her, many bullets in her body. But when she said the story, she's not saying a very sad story. She's proud. She's proud. She said, we are ready to give our life to Jesus. Wow. Me, my husband, my family, my little daughter, we will never deny Jesus.
Yeah, and that's someone who really believes in heaven, the glory of Christ, whose husband just moments before went ahead to heaven in front of her, whose daughter was killed. She survived, and she's sharing Christ, no doubt. And these Christians in the Middle East, they're passionate about sharing Jesus. Even though they're afflicted, they're affronted, they're attacked, it's illegal to have a Bible, yet they're still preaching the gospel. What do you say to us American Westerner Christians? We're so comfortable over here. I mean, everything you just stated, that's none of our problems here. That's another concept for us. What's your challenge to us over here in America?
Well, my challenge is, I know that a huge number of the Christians, they know the facts that everywhere the Christians are one family. So I'm encourage you to get outside a little bit of your own comfort zone. And pray for your brothers that they are one in the same Christ body in Middle East. And please pray and come visit us, please. You will not be killed, don't worry. We know how to serve together, that you back home safe with a lot of good testimonies.
Yeah.
So I encourage you, trust Jesus in every way. And trust his ways to your life. And trust what he's making to you, yeah. Not what you make to yourself.
Amen. Thousands of Muslims are coming to Christ every day right now. To tell us how we can pray for that.
Well, this is the golden opportunity. In fact, look how God, he's the Almighty and the Lord of Lords, that because of ISIS, hundreds of thousands, they left Islam. And they said, we will never follow a religion like this kind of religion. And many of them, they are in the gray area, and we're approaching them, and they come to Christ.
Wow.
And this is the golden opportunity. Wow. You know, we are thanking God for ISIS. God is in control. He make ISIS serve the kingdom of God.
Isn't that something? This is Truth Talk Weekend. I'm Stu Everson. That's Pastor P.S., who really shared a powerful testimony to our men. I had to pull him aside and interview him. I've interviewed his colleague, Mario, who's with More International, a great ministry that reaches the persecuted church and all over the world, even in China and Brazil and other places, and takes the gospel. Thank you for your ministry. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Praying for you. Keep praying for us.
Yes, sir. We'll do it, and we'll try to get you back on the radio, and we'll get you other brothers and sisters in Christ back on. Share the good news of Jesus in life and death. And you never know when your last moment is going to be, whether you're killed or whether you just die of natural causes. Be prepared to go into eternity. Know that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Trust Him today.
Hallelujah.